The tragedies caused by prescription drug abuse, addictions, overdoses, and ruined lives are not unique to New York State, but Assemblyman Michael Cusick said he realized a couple years ago that Staten Island, where his district is located, could be considered the epicenter of the problem.
We have numbers that are staggering of people overdosing from prescription drugs, and the theft of prescription drugs, the misuse, is rampant here on Staten Island. Now, we know there is no magic legislation, one piece of legislation that's going to solve the whole problem. So we looked at what could be fixed on a state level.
The problem of so-called doctor shopping was something Cusick thought the legislation could address to help prevent patients going from doctor to doctor to get more of whatever drug they are addicted to. The iStop law creates an online database. Pharmacists enter a prescription, and doctors are required to consult the database before prescribing medications that are prone to abuse. Another part of the law makes hydrocodone, or drugs that include it, more restricted, since these medications are high on the list of those that are abused. Hydrocodone now cannot be refilled without a visit to the doctor. And in 2014, iStop requires that all prescriptions will have to be electronically prescribed. No more prescription pads that can be stolen and used for illegitimate purposes. Cusick admits that the new regulations, like many new laws, will have unintended consequences. The refill provision for hydrocodone is one he cited in particular.
This will be an inconvenience for those patients who truly need and rely on the pain medication, but we feel that this is a very highly abused drug illegally.
Doctors who treat cancer patients, particularly those who are terminally ill, believe it's going to be more than just an inconvenience. They say it could cause more patients to suffer through the pain of their disease. Dr. Joseph Navone is president of the Upstate New York Society of Medical Oncology and Hematology, and he says iStop is well-intentioned to combat a serious problem. But he predicts that cancer patients may be less likely to share their symptoms with their doctors because they don't want to be put on the prescription drug database. Also, he worries that this law will make cancer sufferers be more fearful that they will become addicted to drugs like hydrocodone, which Dr. Navone says is not a problem for most patients. And finally, he says that the law could create less access to care for patients because the amount of time doctors will have to spend complying with the law.
We're already working in a very controlled environment where sometimes I feel that I'm actually spending more time documenting what I'm doing for my patients as opposed to actually sitting down face-to-face and treating them.
The Upstate Society of Medical Oncology requested an exemption from the law, which was not immediately granted. But Dr. Navone does think iStop likely will help prevent doctor shopping and what he calls diversion, a family member taking drugs from a patient who has legitimately been prescribed them.
I think that by creating this law that we may see a decrease in things such as diversion and doctor shopping, but I'm a bit worried about what will they do then. I think most people that have an intent to obtain something, you know, not in a legal manner, will still find a way to do it anyway.
Assemblyman Cusick admits that no law is perfect, but he says all laws can be adjusted, and that's why iStop established a working group to deal with the many nuances of the complicated issue of prescription drug abuse. For WRVO News, I'm Catherine Loper.